Dear Cheap Astronomy, what would a multi-generational spacecraft look like? It would probably look like the human race's complete collection of moral dilemmas, all packed into one sardine can. The premise here is that we can't travel faster than light, or even get close to it, so the only way for people to reach other stellar systems is with a multi-generational spacecraft. So you get on board with your spouse and have kids, and then they have kids with other spouses' kids, and so on. To get to another Earth-like planet orbiting a sun-like star, you're looking at a travel time thousands of years long, and quite possibly tens or hundreds of thousands of years long. That's a lot of generations. So you'll need a drive system and fuel, and you'll also need gravity, not just for adult health, but also for safe childbirth and child development. And you'll need space to grow food, and so on. So yes, it will be a whopping big spacecraft, but in this episode, let's focus on the people side. In other words, the payload. For a multi-generational spacecraft to work, you'll need a breeding population with enough genetic diversity. It's been proposed you could have sufficient genetic diversity with a crew of just 80 people. But if your ship only has carrying capacity for 80 people, you'll need strict rules about how many kids anyone can have, and an expectation that the old folks will make noble sacrifices at a certain point. Assuming everyone goes along with all that, the oldies won't be stepping out of the airlock, since that would be a loss of valuable water, not to mention, well, let's just say Soylent Green. But of course you'll need to be careful about how you manage that recycling. If you create a vector for microorganisms to move from dead individuals to live individuals, you're in trouble. Indeed, just having lots of people crowded into an enclosed space and breathing the same air is trouble. You can't load 80 people onto a spacecraft without a whole bunch of pathogens going with them. On top of all the maintenance, the teaching, and the farming work, it's unlikely the crew will have the time or the resources to run a pharmaceutical laboratory. So once all your onboard pathogens develop resistance to all the antibiotics you took off with, you're in trouble. And then, of course, there's the whole Lord of the Flies scenario. A bunch of isolated people with no alternate worldviews to draw on are going to get a little introspective, and the next generation who've never even viewed a world are going to get even more introspective. Of course, Earth will maintain a mission control, and hence provide a little sanity, but when all the ship is doing is just going forward, on and on through empty space, there'll inevitably be staff cutbacks. And the farther out the ship is, the longer the time delay for radio communications, so there'll quickly come a point where Earth will be no help whatsoever in an emergency. So whatever heartfelt promises might have been made at launch, the crew should probably anticipate becoming totally self-dependent within a few generations. And all the while, things will be running down and needing repairing or replacing. Sure, you can launch with a whole bunch of 3D printers, but you'll also need the raw materials to do that printing, and not everything can be recycled. And of course, personnel turnover is a problem too. Sure, you can launch with a crew full of PhDs, and being PhDs, they might be able to teach their kids some pretty sophisticated stuff. But those kids won't ever get PhDs themselves, meaning there'll be a general loss of skills and innovation over the generations. You really do need a village to raise a child, and 80 people is a pretty small village. So, on the face of it, a generational starship is about as good an idea as sending colonists on a one-way mission to Mars. The alternative of sending frozen eggs and sperm that are mixed together and grown up by robots when they near their destination is its own particular nightmare. And of course, once you mention robots, well, why don't we just send robots? Leaving all us fragile folk at home to watch from a safe distance.